Morris, media salivate for conflict at New York Republican demonstration. By Emma Jo Morris on March 23, 2023. Hordes of thirsty journalists and cameramen from local, national, and international media outlets gathered Monday evening outside the New York County Criminal Court, clamoring for content at a demonstration by the New York Young Republican Club, NYRC, in support of former President Donald Trump. The event, which consisted of not more than a few dozen members of the populist conservative club, a handful wearing Make America Great Again caps, and some waving American flags, was mobbed by media, outnumbering actual demonstrators at least 2-to-1. In a shameless bid for politics porned ahead of the expected arraignment of the former president. The group stood around, mingling amongst themselves and mostly ignoring the news outlets circling around them shoving lights, mics, and cameras in their faces. Eventually, one man, who identified himself as Job, J-O-B, like Job in the Bible, bro, entered the scene to protest the presence of the Young Republican Club, presenting potential conflict, much to the journo's mirth. Cameramen tripped over themselves, rushing over in a swarm, shoving each other, as NYRC Executive Secretary Vishpour approached Job to ask him to give the demonstrators some space. Following Burr's request, Job continued chanting from the sidelines, at one point astutely questioning why there were a fucking thousand cameras at the event any on-the-level editor would conclude was not worth the bandwidth, as NYRC President Gavin Wax took the limelight, holding something like an impromptu press conference to tout the club's support of President Trump and rip Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. "There is support for President Trump in the bluest area of the country, here in Manhattan, right outside the courthouse where he may be arraigned," Wax told the reporters. "This is a politicized prosecution, a persecution, without any merit," he went on. "This guy's in college, surrounded by a fucking thousand cameras, a thousand cameras. This guy is fucking young enough to be my fucking grandson, and y'all listening to him?" bellowed from behind the crowd. Following the gaggle, Job approached Bora, again. Which, again, elicited spastic excitement from the press. "Money is the root of all evil, look at your Bible. Money and God don't mix," Job told Bora, leaning toward him, in front of dozens of peering lenses. "I'm Hindu," Bora snarked. "I'll shake your hand on that, I got Hindu friends," Job responded, extending his hand to Bora. "You got one right here," Bora said, as he took Job's hand. "You having a good time? Did you like the party?" "There ain't no party. It's the Republican Party, actually," Bora quipped. Job then offered to have Bora over for an actual party on his roof, saying he lives across the street, in the Tribeca neighborhood, as the cameras swiftly turned away. Some of the young conservatives stopped to greet the counter-protester, or whatever, some shaking his hand, some praising him for exercising his First Amendment right, but the cameras weren't interested in that either. Job stopped for a chat with Breitbart, where he proudly shared photos of himself with Al Sharpton and Sabrina Fulton and Tracy Martin, the parents of Trayvon Martin. He had one from 2018 with Jussie Smollett, too, which he shared as well, albeit less proudly. Interspersed between photos of his daughters and son and many large family gatherings, there were pictures of Job playing ping pong at PayPal/Venmo's West Village corporate office. As it turns out, Job is a management-level employee of Venmo and alleged senior member of Black Lives Matter, a buried lead the fucking thousand journalists somehow missed. At one point in the conversation, Job gestured to one of the NYPD officers patrolling the premises the demonstration was taking place at, and the cop waved. Then he pulled up a photo of himself and a man, who was clearly the same man as the officer standing 8 feet away, and their daughters at a family barbecue. Paps missed the money shot. The cop is their fantasy agitator's brother. Emma Jo Morris is the politics editor at Breitbart News. Email her at hmorris@breitbart.com or follow her on Twitter.